You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. Some shows are like oil and water. I feel like this podcast is like peanut butter and jelly. Al Dukes, how are you?
Speaking of peanut butter and jelly, Jerry, I had, I don't know.
Did you do what I said to do?
What did you say to do?
Peanut butter with either slices of strawberries or blueberries instead of the jam or the jelly.
No, but I did. Well, here's what I am going to do. I did bring today for lunch peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
But, you know, Welch's jelly.
Which is tremendous.
And once I run out of that, my next round, I'm going to try to go healthier jelly, healthier peanut
butter. You
could
go preserves.
Right.
Which is good too, by the way.
Preserves?
Yeah.
They're good?
Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you just get the fresh fruit, it's awesome. Like, it's right up your alley.
I've never had peanut butter and jelly, though, on untoasted bread, and I'm doing that today.
That's the only way to eat it.
No, you got to toast it.
No,
oh,
dude.
So good.
Dude, wrong.
I have
White
told
Wonder Bread is make peanut butter and jelly. What is wrong with
I
you?
I have told people that eating a peanut butter and jelly is a candy sandwich.
You're it making is, and it's tremendous.
Right, but it's not. I had a guy write to me on Twitter because I was asking people for suggestions for office lunches. And a guy on Twitter told me he lost 25 pounds since changing his lunch to peanut butter and jelly
what
sandwiches.
What was his lunch? He was eating cheeseburgers and french fries, then that makes sense.
He said his lunch was soups and some other sandwiches. It didn't seem like a huge difference.
Okay.
Guy's eating a candy sandwich.
Do you know right now one of the highest rated post-workout meals you should have is peanut butter sandwich?
No jelly, though.
No. And if you just put the fresh fruit on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. But that's one of the biggest suggestions you'll get after a workout, peanut butter sandwich.
Right. I don't know, Jerry. Life is so hard.
Why is it hard? You weigh 147 pounds. What else
up.
Are you trying to lose?
I'm 152 now.
Wow.
I was
so what, dude?
I was 143 for a long time.
And you looked emaciated.
I did look emaciated.
I would say 150 is your perfect number.
So you're saying I'm 2 pounds overweight.
I'm saying you're a fat piece of crap right now.
That's what I'm hearing, Jerry.
Stop it. How about, I'm not even being,
yeah.
I'm being serious. Mix in cardio. 3 times a week for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not
then
into...
Then tell me that you don't lose 2 pounds in a couple weeks.
I'm not into cardio. It's boring.
No, it's not boring. I didn't say walk on a treadmill and bore yourself for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Do burpees.
Doing, burpees?
You get strength and cardio all at once. Like we did that push-up challenge for a while, and you did it a lot longer than I did because
yes.
My life took over, and that ended after a week. But you did it for the full time.
Yes.
If you applied that and did the burpee challenge, you not only would lose the 2 pounds, you would gain muscle. And I think, I even believe within a month, maybe I think less than that, 2 weeks, I think you would see a noticeable change in the mirror.
Is that right?
I believe that.
When I'm standing there in my underpants?
You could stand there nude if you'd like. I think you will see a noticeable difference.
I do glance at myself in my underpants in the mirror and sometimes I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. Then I do like a side.
Enjoy that, Eddie.
Then I do like a side profile to see what my belly looks like. And some days, why is it some days?
Because you're bloated some days.
Yeah, why?
Because there's stuff inside you that has not been released yet.
Right.
So you're a little bloated. It depends on what you eat. You're bloated. Have you ever had a meal where you walk out and you're like, I feel great. I'm not full.
Yes.
Then you have other meals that you don't think are too bad and yet you feel like garbage because of the salt, sodium, and just the crap that you ate. And you feel, ugh.
Or if you drink like a big thing of water. And then you do a profile in the mirror with your shirt off. Not great.
But that goes down very quickly. because it's water. Mm. Water weight, nothing.
Water weight, they call that,
it's nothing. Would you do that? Would you do a burpee challenge?
Burpees is the thing where I do what? I jump in the air.
Go down, push up, up, jump.
Do I need one of those half ball things in order to do the burpee challenge?
A half ball thing?
Yeah, you ever see those half ball things that people stand on or do push-ups on? I thought that's what the burpee was. Nope. You had to hold.
You can do a standing burpee.
Okay.
Where you just.
You show me.
You just. I really got to show you?
Yeah, and people
hands
look home,
air,
Google it.
Down.
Okay.
Legs out.
Push up. Up.
Hands in the air.
Okay.
Back down again.
And how many of those do I do?
I would check to see what the challenge is, but I think if you did. If you started with 25.
25? There's no chance I could do 25.
Yes,
of those
you could.
In a row.
Why?
I don't know. I think I'd be out of breath.
I have 9-year-olds do 25 of them.
Well, they're very in shape.
You could do 20.
These children.
All right, start with 20.
10.
10? Fine.
I want to be able to
how about this?
Move along, progress.
10 day one. By day 14, we're up to 40.
So
you will see a change in 2 weeks.
All right. What's the difference whether I just do a push-up or I'm doing that standing up part you're doing? Like if I do push-ups.
Because you're
oh, your
you're
legs.
Flexing your legs. It's a kind of a squat. Your back's engaged. A whole bunch of different things. But I want you to do the jump burpee, the real burpee.
The jump one.
Not the standing one.
All right.
Get more cardio involved.
When I shut the record button off of this, I'm going to do one and you
do
show
one now.
Me. Okay.
Do one now. All right. So here's push the microphone away. You don't hit yourself. You jump. So you're going to jump to the sky, down, kick the legs out. Boom. Down for the push-up. Up, jump. There you go. You just did 1.5.
Yeah, I can't do 40 of those.
Not day one, but if you can do 20 of those.
If I did 20 of those, then I would just relax the rest of the day.
You'd lose 2 pounds in 5 days.
Of belly fat, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's probably the first. Oh, I mean, look at you. You're a bunch of bones. Where else are you going to lose it?
I will say that the Metamucil, which I've been taking now every day, I've not missed a day in like 2 months.
Okay.
Your bowel movements are more complete. It feels like I get everything and barely any wiping.
Okay, again, I don't need to hear. I mean, what is it, with the bag of feces with Greg before? I mean, what are we doing?
I'm just saying, though, when people hear that.
I think that's great.
When guys hear that, that is interesting to them. They want.
I think it's interesting to anybody. I think everybody should probably be taking it.
Right.
Because our diets suck.
Right.
Which is what clogs everything up.
Mm-hmm.
All the chemicals we eat.
Yes.
Chemicals between us.
The chemicals between
Who
us.
Who sung that?
Bush.
Oh, look at you. I didn't know if I'd get
90s
you on that
rock, Jerry.
That's right.
All right.
That was not off Razorblade Suitcase. That was off the second album, which I can't think the name of it was.
Glycerine.
No, that was the first album.
People were making a big deal yesterday. The Black Crowes announced they're getting together for a tour. They've not been.
Oh, is that true?
They've not. They're the brothers.
Good 90s band.
They're brothers, the Robinson brothers. They have not been getting along for many years.
But they're going to do something.
Back
in 2020.
Together. They're going to do something next year. They're touring. They're doing the full first album.
Okay.
In completion, and then doing all their other hits.
I see Alanis Morissette is doing a concert next week of Jagged Little Pill. She's doing the entire album.
Yeah, like that's a thing now where artists will. Do
I think
this.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like really
they'll,
do.
They'll take an anniversary album,
yeah.
Do it, and then come out and do their other.
I'd like to. I would go see Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins if they do the melancholy. What the hell?
An
infinite sadness or
sadness,
whatever it was.
Yeah.
That double album.
Yeah,
I would go see that.
And then they do their other songs from other albums after that.
I think 2020 for me is going to be the year of the concert.
Is that right?
Because I went to a couple last year after years of really not going to any, aside from the Chili Peppers that Craig and Boomer did.
Yeah,
but I went to them in Brooklyn. Really enjoyed myself.
Let's declare right now, 2020.
The year of the concert.
The year of the concert.
I agree.
For Jerry Recco.
I think we should have, how about we have an Al and Jerry concert crawl?
A concert crawl?
We don't do them in one day, but we put together a series of, let's say, 6 shows.
Okay.
And that's the crawl.
It's going to be PNC Art Center for sure, where Black Crowes are playing.
They're all going to be at PNC Art
They're
Center.
They're all going to be at PNC. I was thinking of this. Season tickets at PNC Art Center.
Yeah. I thought of that many times. I've never done it.
Because this year in particular, when I went to look for concerts,
yeah.
The tickets on StubHub and all these secondary markets,
they're ridiculous.
They were off the charts.
I know.
you want to see Bryan Adams? $300.
The problem with the season tickets is there are so many shows you don't want to see.
Yeah.
And that you're not going to be able to sell.
Why do you think you can't sell them?
Because I don't think anybody wants to see Mary Poppins, a teenager's journey.
Oh. Right, you're not going to get 300 for
that.
You
can get tickets by going to PNC Bank.
Right, right. You will eat some tickets.
That's the problem. Yeah, I mean, if I look at the line, all right, how about this? I know you probably have topics. Who cares?
It's probably not out yet for next year.
No, I know that. But if I go to the 2019 schedule, right?
Okay,
that just passed.
What I would have been stuck with.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going there. So we go to, here we go, Bank Arts and blah, blah, blah. Okay, if we go to their schedule, and they took it down already. I mean, for real?
It's gone.
How can they take it down, though?
Well, because they don't want you to get confused and buy tickets for shows that happened already.
No, I know, but why wouldn't they give you the lineup? Oh, here we go. I do have it. No, I don't.
False.
We're going to see. We're going to try one more.
Plus, you'd have to put out a lot of money up front for that.
You think that much?
Yeah, I think you probably got to pay for all of your season tickets right off the bat.
I probably have it
for Jones Beach as well.
It starts in mid-May.
Okay.
First show. You can sell this for sure. Jason Aldean.
Right. Country, huge.
I don't know who this is, although I might. Chris Young.
Also
not the
country.
Former Met pitcher.
Also country.
All right, so you could sell that.
Yeah.
Bob Seger, no problem.
He was very expensive on the secondary market.
OAR, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Music Festival featuring Haraharan.
Haraharan.
And Bobble Rye.
Bob O'Reilly?
No, Bobble Rye.
Bobble Rye? Okay.
I guess you could sell that.
If they're playing there, they have to be able to fill that place.
Show I went to, Live in Bush, was awesome. The Zac Brown Band, I guess you could sell.
Definitely.
Shinedown? I don't know what that is.
Shinedown? 90s alt rock.
Is it?
Yeah.
This you could sell, Florida Georgia Line.
Yep. Oh, I'm in, Jerry. I am so,
so
in.
Far, I got to tell you, so far, if these are the only shows they had,
I'm thinking of taking my 401k and investing it in this instead. Season tickets at PNC in Jones Beach.
Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World you could sell.
I'd go see
Kids
that.
Bop. I don't know you're selling them on the secondary market.
Kids Bop?
I think you could sell them for face value.
Right. That's all. Sometimes you're going to get out face value.
311, no problem.
Weed, that's
Breaking
a weed
Benjamin,
band.
Yes. I don't know who this is. Maybe you do. Thomas Rhett.
Country, big.
Okay. Jimmy Buffett you can sell. Corn, okay.
Cornhole.
I got to tell you, it's pretty good. Who's Chris Stapleton?
Country.
Okay, so I guess that's good. Cooper?
I'm going to invest in some cowboy hats while I'm
Alice Cooper?
Sign me up. People are going to go see that.
Train and Goo Goo Dolls, yes. Santana, yes. Beck and Cage the Elephant, I would have liked to have gone to see that. Boy, this is pretty. Knotfest.
Knotfest?
Slipknot.
Slipknot Fest?
You could probably sell that too.
That wear masks.
So there have to be other shows here because these are. I think these are the headlining shows that this list is.
But that's all they really do now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to look into it.
Listen.
As an investment.
I think it's a great idea. I really do. It's kind of like I thought we had the Pelican season tickets, and my friend never bought them. And I got to be honest with you, I'm thrilled he didn't because of Zion Williamson's injury, which turned out to be nothing. I miss Journey. Oh, no, that's next year.
Oh, they're out already.
They have shows set up for next year already.
Sign me up, Jerry Recco.
Black Crowes, July 17th. Yep. Journey, August 4th.
Yeah.
Those two shows are already out there.
I'm going to do that today. I'm going to take most of my retirement money and purchase season tickets.
You should.
And some cowboy hats.
I really would like to see all the shows, because what I'm finding is all these websites I'm clicking on now, they're only giving you the shows within their genre.
Oh, I see.
And they've taken down
the Don genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm interested. You've sold me, Jerry.
Yeah, but yes, I have. But I have not found the shows that you would get stuck with.
Right.
That's the only thing that would bother me.
They don't exist, Jerry. People love concerts. And like you said, 2020 is the year of the concert. So
they had Dierks Bentley there, too. Yep. That's a big one, right?
Very big, yeah.
Wow, these are pretty good. I got to tell you, the Arts Center is impressive.
Yeah, no, they're very good.
Wow. All right.
Let me give you a couple quick stories, Jerry.
I know. I'm sorry we spent so much time doing other things.
Well, this is a good one. An alien-themed Nevada brothel. It's an alien-themed brothel. UFO, you follow?
You know, I understand what that means.
They just bought a sex robot for clients that want to have a sci-fi inspired sex.
Would you do that?
I would not.
Your girlfriend breaks up with you, you wouldn't?
No. The brothel will cater to customers with fetishes that don't interest human sex. High-tech,
I think
technical
Eddie would do
sex.
It. His wife dumps him.
Okay.
Do you think Eddie would do that? I think he would.
Okay, so Eddie's wife dumps him. He's sad.
He's sad. We take him to Vegas
for a couple of days. We're doing other things. We're going to dinners. We're going to concerts.
We're gambling.
Hey, for fun.
Raiders game.
Okay, for fun, we're going to go to this alien-themed brothel.
There it is.
As a hilarious thing.
His wife dumps him because he doesn't want to help her anymore with her conventions.
Okay.
Whatever, he did something stupid. Break up after 25 years of marriage.
Right.
Raiders, Dolphins in Vegas on a Sunday. We try to lift his spirits.
Okay.
We do everything you just said.
Dinners, drinks.
Couple of drinks and car bombs. Eddie, are you interested in having sex with an alien?
And he's like, I don't know. Well, let's see the robot alien just for fun. Then I think he does.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because
it's
going to
be a sexy robot.
You would think so.
It's going to be a sexy alien robot.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be attractive. It's going to have nice alien robot body.
I think there's a tremendous chance he says yes.
Yeah, I do too. And that's not putting him down. It's a fantasy for sci-fi fans.
I mean, it's a sick fantasy, but yeah.
Sci-fi fan. The name of the place is Alien Cat House.
The Alien Cat House?
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, it comes right up. It's got their own website.
Some of the sex workers, though, Jerry, they're upset that the robot is going to take away some of their work.
Time out a second. You're telling me these are robots?
Well, there's real workers there as well because it's an alien-themed brothel.
Because
they bought one robot.
Oh, okay.
So those are what you're looking at is probably real girls. Are they dressed up like aliens?
No, it's just got all the girls on the front page. They're called Cosmic Kittens.
Right now, someone in the IT department is like, let's see what Jerry Recco has been looking up on his computer. Oh, alien sex robots in brothels in Nevada.
The featured Cosmic Kittens.
Yeah, Cosmic
Ophelia
Kittens.
B.
Ophelia Johnson.
She's the Cosmic Kitten of the Month.
Okay.
The one who's got an alien over her face, but I got to tell you, it looks fantastic.
Oh, so she's blocking her
face.
Her face on
but
the website.
She looks great. Lena Hayes.
Lena Hayes.
Yes. Then there's Dolly Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Haley Winter looks great, but they cut off part of her face. I don't know why.
Well, they don't want to be known as sex workers at an alien-themed brothel.
Oh, everybody else has their full body in here. Lisa Grace, a little much with the tattoos. Stella Renee, if you're into the twilight years of your life.
You can't have tattoos if you're going to be in an alien-themed brothel. Aliens don't have tattoos. You're going to ruin the fantasies.
And then they have Sasha Summers and Ciara Lee have aliens over their faces.
Hmm.
And then Cleo Clementine is bare-butted.
Got it. Okay, so that's something.
Yeah. I think Eddie'd be in.
What do you make of this one, Jerry?
I'm surprised this allowed me to go to it.
Yeah, right. You can't go to some sites on the work computers, but this one, no problem.
Weird. How about this headline?
This is on their brothel webpage?
This is, if you search Alien Cat House, their website comes up as the first search. The second one comes up, the Alien Cat House, on Facebook. The third search says, take me to your boner.
Instead of take me to your leader.
Inside Nevada's alien themed brothel. They're on Twitter.
Are you following them right now?
I am not following them right now. If anyone's interested, on Twitter, they're Alien Cat House.
Okay. At Alien Cat House.
LV. For Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. In case there's other alien cat houses.
Take me to...
There's an actual cat. The animal cats. There's a cat cafe in Asbury Park.
A cat cafe?
Yeah. Which I believe they call it Catsbury Park.
Oh, God.
New Jersey.
Right.
And what you do is you go and have coffee and snacks in a cafe that's
filled with cats.
Yeah.
Have you gone?
Well, I'm very allergic to cats.
I would go.
I've walked by it, and it's interesting to see just all these cats
inside
in the cafe.
And I imagine you're having coffee, and they jump on the table and everything.
Although, don't you get cat hair in your coffee?
There's got to be so much cat hair in the air there.
Yeah.
It's got to be brutal.
My allergies to the cat hair, I could feel walking past the place.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't go. That might be a bit much.
You're not going to go to Catsbury Park, New Jersey?
Can you bring your own cat?
I would say probably not, because I don't know if cats fight with other cats.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. I've seen, like, pet-friendly restaurants.
Yes. Where they let you bring a dog.
Yeah. And they can sit with you.
I was in a Bobby's Burger.
I mean, that's some sort of Loserville right there.
I was in a Bobby's Burger Palace. Ever hear of one of those?
Yes.
At the Freehold Mall.
There's also one in one of the casinos in Atlantic City.
Yes. Bobby Burger Palace.
Oh, it's, yeah, right.
So Gina and I went 2 weeks ago, and you know, those places you have to share a table with other people. They're just long tables.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down next to this woman sitting by herself because it was really the only open area. And
right.
I said, do you mind if we sit here, even though it's not your table?
Right.
She was okay with it. And I heard some rustling. I looked down and a pit bull was looking through my, the things I had purchased.
Really?
Yeah. He was very friendly. But this woman brought
it's a good thing you've changed your
yes.
ways a little bit.
Yeah.
You might have called the cops.
This woman brought a pit bull into the Bobby's Burger Palace.
Yeah.
And he was checking out, seeing what I had purchased at the Macy's.
How about that?
Yeah.
So and you ate no problem even
with the
dog there?
I did, he looked very friendly to me.
Plus, at the end of the day, you're in a restaurant and you've got food there. If something happens, throw a burger down.
Or another person.
You would, no.
The burger or the fries.
No.
And get him out of my way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was very loving. This pit bull.
Well, it's good. So did you get one?
I did not get one. Gina thinks eventually I'm going to soften up to the point where I get a pit bull.
That would be unbelievable.
She thinks, honestly, I
will play some tapes from 3 years ago.
She thinks I'm softening up on pit bulls, that I'm going to get one, and then it will attack me, and then I'll be like, I knew it.
And she probably figures if you can soften up on a pit bull, maybe get married one day.
Listen, Jerry, baby steps.
Yes, and a pit bull would be a giant step, actually.
Oh, imagine me. I'd be walking around like... I got big balls with this pit bull.
That
How
or you, could
you
do
people
do? You could do 20 burpees a day for the next 2 weeks.
Right.
Up to 40. You can do it or no?
I might give it a try.
Okay.
Give it a try.
20, 22, 24, 26, 28. I guarantee you will see. Take another photo of yourself nude.
Okay.
And I promise you in 2 weeks, if you continue to do what you do every day, which I don't see any reason why you wouldn't, in 2 weeks, you'll see a difference. I believe that.
I'm going to trim my chest hairs up, though, because I look more muscular once I trim up my chest hairs.
What, you got like 9 of them?
No, I got a lot. I got a bushy area. Chest hair, I mean.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
That is what we were talking
about. But once
your ass.
When you trim that up with the Manscaped thing I have, look more muscular. That's why
bodybuilders, uncovering.
Right. That's why bodybuilders shave and use oils.
For sure. Makes them look better.
Right.
No doubt.
They're more cut.
How many times you rub oil all over your body?
I've never done that.
And all the times you've been home alone, you've never used oil on yourself?
No.
All right.
I did tell you I used that one sexual pump on myself many years ago.
We have discussed that.
And I felt very disgusted with myself afterwards. And I threw it out.
$5,000, would you do it again?
Yeah, oh yeah. Absolutely.
Al can be bought.
$500.
Oh, my God. Okay. I got to get out of here on that note.
All right, Jerry. On that note, the warm-up show is next. We talked a lot about fighting turkeys. It was not a lot of sports this morning. It was a lot about fighting turkeys.
I'd rather talk about Aaron Rodgers' family next time.
And Aaron Rodgers' family. So...
It's the warm-up show with Al and Jerry, the shortest show on WFAN.
It might be, but it's pretty damn good, and it starts right now. 5:43 on the Fan. We take you to Boomer and Geo at 6. Al Dukes, I heard your Monday was off the hook. Is that how the kids say it? Off the hook?
Off the hizzy.
So why don't you talk about the hizzy that you did yesterday?
Oh, yesterday?
You got home at 11 a.m.
Yesterday. What did I do? Oh, I wrote my $5 five-team parlay.
No, that's not
that's
what I'm talking
right.
about. No, I'm talking about with the old guy that was in the building that you kicked him out.
I did see an old man who looked bewildered in my building yesterday at 3 a.m.
Yeah. And you handled that like the mature human being
I did. I did not call the police on him. When I arrived home yesterday, I went to go tell the apartment staff, but they were busy, so I forgot about it. I said, you know what? If I see the bewildered old fella in the building wandering around again, I'll alert everybody, but he was not there this morning. So all good, Jerry.
Hence the hizzy. What else you got?
Off the hizzy. Jerry, I want to follow up on a story we did yesterday and has been covered extensively throughout both local news, the national headlines, New York papers.
This is where I get confused.
Okay.
Are we following up from something from the podcast or from this?
We're following up a story we brought you yesterday, I think, from here.
From here, you think. So this is not the military veteran that we were talking about in the podcast, which is a very good story, by the way. That's not the follow-up.
No, this is a follow-up to Todd Frazier versus Tom's River Turkeys. Because I saw Todd Frazier on all of the news, local news, News 12 in New Jersey, national news, ABC was down there. We're treating these turkeys like they're lions. You know what I mean, Jerry?
No, I don't care.
We can beat up turkeys. So why are they threatening us? Why are we allowing them to threaten us?
I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. Shoot them.
Right. I did some research, Jerry. They have no teeth. They do have claws.
Is this what you spent your money on, researching turkeys?
Yes. Are they going to peck you to death? I did find this statistic very alarming, as did former Met and Yankee Todd. Do we still say former Met? Because he's not technically on the Mets,
right? He's a free agent.
Yeah. Former Met and former Yankee Todd Frazier said the turkeys will run 25 miles per hour. That's impossible.
Eddie?
I'm not buying it.
No, totally possible.
So you're not going to outrun a turkey, but you can beat up a turkey. So let's stop treating them.
Well, once again, let's get a turkey in here and let's see go one-on-one with it.
Me?
Yeah.
I would go one-on-one with a turkey.
Can we get a turkey up in this place?
You don't think I could kick a turkey that came at me, bro?
I think you would wet yourself.
Now,
once it opened its wings and attacked you?
Before the animal...
I would love to see it.
Before the animal activists get all up in arms. I'm not talking about going out and fighting a turkey for no good reason. I'm saying if the turkey attacks me...
So then you don't want to do a hilarious radio and TV bit?
I mean, I'll go out there, and if a turkey comes at me, I will fight it.
Come at me,
Come at me, Turks. Come at
Let's
me,
go,
bro.
Turks.
So Todd Frazier doesn't want to fight. Get Pete Alonso. He just won Rookie of the Year, right, Jerry?
He's a polar bear.
He's a polar bear. Get Pete Alonso, go out there with bats. You're good with the bats. And let's take these turkeys down. At least show them we're not afraid of you.
Did you just say you don't want to upset the animal activists?
Yes.
So you just suggested Todd Frazier take a bat to the turkeys.
If a turkey in self-defense. Because everyone's like, oh my gosh, you can't go out of the house in Tom's River. The turkeys will attack you.
Right.
What if you just showed up like this,
You're
holding
50.
A bat?
You might be living in Tom's River soon.
Right. By the way, do this.
They have a lot of adult communities in Tom's
River. In Tom's River?
Yes. Very nice town, but a lot of adult communities.
And I'm sure they have, how about this? Get a group of aggressive dogs together. Have Todd Frazier be the leader, pack leader.
You ever see when they put the sign up of the dog?
The fake dog?
Yes. How does that work?
Because the turkey supposedly.
Are they that dumb?
And they put a bandana around its neck.
What is that?
Well, because they want the geese and the turkeys to fear the dog. But if they're not afraid of Todd Frazier...
Why would they be afraid of a piece of plywood?
Why or a dog?
Dumb animals.
Gather up your Doberman Pinschers, Jerry. Your German Shepherds. Your Pit Bulls. Your...
Yorkshire Terriers.
No, they're not aggressive. Your Rottweilers.
What does Boomer have? Jack Russells?
No, they're too tiny. No, a turkey will beat up a Jack Russell.
Yeah.
And hit the streets of Tom's River.
The mean streets of Tom's
the
River.
The mean streets of Tom's River.
Still call the police on teens.
And let's go. Because Todd Frazier says he has called animal wildlife. And because they're wild animals, they can't move them or something. Which he doesn't know what's going on. I did find this interesting person that ABC talked to. I saw this in the newspaper.
You actually veered away from News 12 for 5 minutes?
Well, this is in the newspaper
today.
So you
didn't see it on ABC.
I did.
You saw it in the paper.
I saw it in the paper, but I couldn't believe this was an actual...
I can't believe we spent this much time on this.
Not a lot going on, Jerry. One of the neighbors down there of Todd Frazier said that one of the turkeys was looking at the, you know, the chrome molding on your car?
Mm-hmm.
The turkey
looking at itself?
Yeah, the turkey saw itself in the chrome molding.
And it saw you.
It stared at itself for an hour.
It is you.
And this resident said this. This was in the newspaper and on the news.
Yeah.
The resident said, the turkey stared at itself and made love to itself in the chrome view mirror.
Again, it sounds like you. Do me a favor. Just so I know people can't see this at home. Open up your neck. Like, look at that. Eddie, what is that?
By the way, they're turkey vultures. They're not real turkeys. That is also a thing I found out thanks to Mr. Todd Frazier.
Do you have anything going on in your life?
They're not turkey vultures. Turkey vultures are a different animal.
Oh. Well, I guess that Todd Frazier
fake
doesn't...
news.
Fake news, Todd. Sad.
So when I said your day was off the hook, that was a complete lie yesterday. You spent your day on Google searching. Could you imagine what his Google search bar
looks like? No, I do not look at my Google search.
It would be some variation. I'll be very polite.
Go ahead.
I think some variation of boar's head, you know, whole wheat bread, boobies, turkey.
Right.
Turkeys.
I did look at this is in my Google search. What brand button down does Bruce Springsteen wear? That's in my Google search right now.
And you're very proud to tell everybody.
And I didn't get an answer.
No, I told you. I searched it for you when we did the podcast. Nothing comes up.
I once Googled, what brand jeans does Kenny Chesney wear? I mean, this is what is going on in my Google.
You guys hear this out there? I mean, you talk about a guy that has nothing going on when he leaves here. I'm amazed you run out of here as fast as you do. Like, where are you going?
I've got research to do, Jerry.
You've got
turkeys.
Nothing to do.
I'm going down to Tom's River today. I'm going to knock on Todd Frazier's door.
Nice way to kill an afternoon.
If I could get out of my car and the turkeys aren't surrounding it. I'm going to knock on Todd Frazier's door. I'm going to go, let's go.
Now, have you Googled Todd Frazier's home?
I have not.
Like you have other celebrities that I know you now know where they live.
I did Google where does Bruce Springsteen live, and I found it.
Mm-hmm.
I found an aerial shot. Beautiful property.
What do you think? He's only worth $800 million.
Just a beautiful piece of property.
So have you figured out where Todd Frazier lives in Tom's River?
He's got to be in the biggest house in Tom's River.
Tom's River's got some nice areas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know who else lives there? J-Wow from Jersey Shore.
Is this true?
Let's get J-Wow.
Why would you know that?
All the Tom's River celebrities. I'll be one of them for the day. We'll go down there and take out this turkey.
Some opinion of yourself.
Yeah. Well, in Tom's River.
If Al shows up at a 7-Eleven in Tom's River, does anyone know who he is?
Tom's River? Yeah, we're very popular in
Monmouth County,
Jersey.
You're starting to move way south, though.
Way
now.
South.
That's exit 82.
Oh, that's too far.
On the Garden State Parkway.
I can't make that commute, Jerry.
So if you walk into 7-Eleven, you peruse the inventory.
Right.
You hang out for a solid 5 minutes.
Am I wearing a Boomer and Geo shirt?
No, no, no.
And your hat that says, hi, my name is Al.
No, and you're not wearing your jersey that's got 47 and Dukes on the back of it.
Okay.
You're dressed the way you are now.
Doesn't seem fair.
Pajama top and jeans.
This is not my pajama top.
If you walk in 5 minutes, does anybody say hello?
Well, because people are in there
I say one person.
Trying to get their coffee, Jerry.
Well, it's the middle of the afternoon. They could be in there for tuna sandwiches. And don't they make pizza there now?
Yeah, they're expanding too much. I'm going to reach out to them.
It's interesting. A lot of these, if you haven't already, a lot of these places do that. It's like you're really good at what you do, and then you try and do something they're not good at.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Hmm. Stick to what you're good at. Jerry, do you think David Fizdale will be fired? That's what's going on in the... You do.
But not now. I don't know that he lasts. If the Knicks don't turn it around in the next 3 weeks, I could see him being ousted sometime in December.
Yeah.
I do think that's possible.
I'm trying to think, which
who
sport
are they hiring?
Is the easiest to manage your head coach?
None.
Baseball.
At the end of the day, it still comes down to the idiot you put on the field or the ice.
I feel like baseball.
No. Oh, yeah, it's really gone well in baseball-wise around here for the Mets. I mean,
because we lost the Met manager.
He just got fired.
We're going to lose.
So how could you call it easy?
We're going to lose the Giants and Jets head coaches. We're going to lose Fizdale.
I don't think the Jet head coach is going anywhere.
Really?
I do not think Adam Gase is going anywhere.
Let me ask you this. September of 2020. Less than a year
away. He's the head coach.
Really?
Yeah.
You hear that, Jets
fan? Did you hear Sam Darnold yesterday?
Well, they always say, like,
yeah,
oh,
this,
he's terrific.
He went out of his way to say what a great coach they have and what great work ethic he has. I don't know. And the difference is, well, I don't know.
Did he say anything about
I don't think he's going anywhere. Now, Pat Shurmur, that's another issue. Yes.
Did either coach address the aggressive turkeys in the Toms River? Because I would love to hear what their opinion is, not just News 12. You're excited that you got News 12 now.
I was excited.
In your house.
I just made a note and told you that ran across it yesterday.
I heard on the local news that it's going to be 3 degrees tomorrow.
No.
It's 57 degrees right now.
It's going to be a real feel.
A real feel temperature.
3 degrees when we get up tomorrow morning. Now, we drove in today. The car temperature said 59.
Right.
59. And it felt like it, too. Very nice.
Very pleasant.
By the time we get out of here at 11 o'clock, it's going to be 40.
Is that right?
And it's going to plummet the rest
of the
day.
That'll send those turkeys right back
get
to
with the turkeys,
wherever
dude.
They live.
Do you have anything else going on?
Oh, it's cold. I'm a turkey. Let me jump into a tree.
I got to take a break. I can't do this. 5 to 6. When we come back, Al is going to tell us something that has
nothing
to do with turkeys.
Please,
if there's a God. And then Boomer and Geo at 6. They're not going to talk about turkeys. That'll be coming up on The Fan.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
All right, welcome back. The Seahawks beat the 49ers last night, and that was pretty much it. Al now with a story about pandas.
I do not have any panda stories, Jerry, but Pat Shurmur says that Saquon is fine.
Feeling much better.
Feeling better. Now, they have a bye week.
They do.
And they play the Bears. They're not good.
Not great.
But there was some talk like, oh, will you be shutting down Saquon Barkley for the rest of the year?
I think a lot of people think they should because they're not good.
Yep.
2-8.
I hate to shut down a player. You get all offseason to rest.
I don't, you know, it's funny. I don't disagree with you in most sports. This is the one sport, though, if the season is lost and you think the player is that good and that young, like he can seriously hurt himself in this sport. Like, it could be career ending. There's no point.
Right. But then every year, because they stink every year, every year you're going to shut him down midway through the season
if he's hurt.
You got to give the fans something to go watch.
It's not shutting him down just to shut him down. It's the fact that he's not healthy.
Do you want to tell a young man, Jerry, who's going out to MetLife Stadium, your hero, Saquon's not playing today. We're saving him. For next year.
Wow. I think.
For next year.
Boomer just rammed into Al.
He did.
Could have been a lot worse.
I'm thinking about this. Boomer from my turkey team.
Hey, Boomer, can we get
Al, let me tell you something. All I watched that whole football game last night.
You did.
I am so fired up this morning, it's not even funny.
You're pumped up.
Jerry? Can we get a turkey in here to fight Al?
Definitely. I can get one in here. Just call Todd Frazier. He can catch one.
No, Todd Frazier is wussing out on these turkeys. That's what I'm saying.
Him?
Yes. Go out there and fight a turkey.
What's his nickname?
Frazier.
No, the Todd Father.
Flavor Flav.
Get the Todd Father off his ass and get the turkeys. Let's go.
All he's doing is going to the news. Oh, these turkeys. Oh, go fight one. Let's go.
Are you allowed to shoot them?
No.
That's what I said.
You can't fire guns in Tom's River, New Jersey.
Probably not.
But you can intimidate.
Your flagship station for Yankees baseball, Giants football, and Nets basketball is also your home for Boomerang Geo.